In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Welcome to our radio program today as we bring the message of Let the Bible Speak. And welcome to the new year, this new year of 2021. We can hardly believe that we are now in 2021. It wasn't long, that seemed a distant date. Well, today is Friday and we are going to relax a little and bring a few different items. I have a message that I bring to children, and I want to share that with you today on God's perfect world. We were reading there in Genesis chapter 1 of the mighty power of God in creation. Also want to bring a few favorite hymns and some news items. So stay tuned with us as today we let the Bible speak. And I invite you, of course, to stay with us right through the program. At the close, we'll be giving announcements how you can be in touch with us here by phone, by email. And I look forward to hearing from you. And of course, we invite you to be a prayer partner in this new year. May the Lord use our programs and use you to minister to others as we serve the Lord together. We start then with our first song today, Alan McGill singing, He Giveth More Grace. May this minister to your heart as we think of the new year ahead.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. Who added affliction, he addeth his mercy. Who multiplied trials, His multiplied peace. His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. Have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength is failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary known unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak. This is Ian Gollaher. Each week I have been speaking to the children in our church, and I want to share with you these messages. We're starting in the book of Genesis, starting with God's perfect world through His 6 days of creation. And I hope that this will be a message for all, but especially those that are new to the things of God, and that the Lord will minister through this story of God's perfect world. Boys and girls, last week we learned about that dying thief who went into paradise. You must know that there is now no paradise on earth, but at one time this world was like a paradise. When God created the world at the very first in 6 days, He announced that it was very, and that means that it was in God's eyes exactly as He designed it, exactly as He wished it to be, with everything reflecting His own glory and nature. There were no problems in the world when Adam and Eve were first created. There was no need for doctors to heal, and no need for policemen to settle conflicts and fights in the world. Nor was there any need for preachers when God first created the world, because the whole creation preached the glory of God. And Adam and Eve could interpret quite well, this is God's world made for us to glorify Him and to worship Him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork.
The beautiful world that God created is something like a mirror. And a mirror doesn't create anything. It doesn't make anything better or different, but it reflects what is really there. And the world that was created for God's glory projected the wonderful truth that God is all-wise, all-powerful, and that he is all good. And so when Adam and Eve looked at the tall, leafy trees, the blue skies, the green, lush grass and shrubs that fill the earth from top to bottom, when they saw the birds, the fish, the animals, and so many kinds of things, that they each made God, the creator of all things, look wonderful and glorious in their eyes. And God was pleased with his creation, and he enjoyed the praises of his own work. Somewhere in the Bible you will read sometimes that the trees clap and give praise to the glory of God. Now that might be a little poetical, but it was exactly what God wanted his creation to do. And so creation does not add to God's glory, for God's glory is unchangeable, but it is a showpiece, a demonstration of the kind of God that made everything. Now, before God created Adam and Eve and he put them in this world, the world had to be just right to support life. It needed to be at the right temperature, not freezing and not burning hot. It had to have the right amount of oxygen so that their lungs could breathe and retrieve the oxygen supply and the blood supply for their bodies. It needed to have the right amount of moisture so that their bodies did not dry out, plants did not just shrivel up, and it needed to have the right amount of daylight for everything to live as God intended. Adam and Eve could never have lived in this world without everything being perfectly ordered. Now, who planned and who created that so perfectly? We know that God did it. The Bible says, verse 1, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created. And it doesn't tell us who that God is, doesn't tell us how he did it. He spoke it by the word of his power, and he brought everything out of nothing. Now, he also gave to Adam and Eve eyes to behold and see the beauty of the world. He made Adam and Eve to have ears to hear his voice and to hear the sound of the animals. God also gave Adam and Eve tongue by which they could speak, pray, and sing their praises unto God. And then I want you to think of the birth of a new baby. When God gives a new baby and forms it in the mother's womb, and that child goes from depending on oxygen and life from its mother, and then in an instant at birth, to drawing life and oxygen from the air, what a wonder. Everything has to be perfectly prepared and detailed for that to happen. And just remember, that's how you come into this world. And just remember, God gives us every breath that we breathe, even behind a mask, for which we have to work a little harder to get that air we enjoy. Now, no scientist could make a robot that can have baby robots. It doesn't happen. But the all-wise, good, and gracious God made Adam and Eve to have children, and they could have children. And so he populated the whole world. But I want you to remember that to glorify God does not mean that it makes God more glorious. That's the way God has been from all eternity, from ever and ever in the past. And God is unchangeable. He will always be glorious in the future. Now, here's my question for you today. Why did God create you. Through your love for God and your obedience to Him, you, like those trees, plants, animals, and indeed in a much richer way, you glorify God by living for Him and by obeying Him. Failure to reflect God's glory is to live a very selfish life, a pointless, empty life of rebellion. And you are created to obey God's commands and worship His name. You need to carefully read the Bible, talk to God in prayer, worship in His house along with others who love and serve the Lord. Now, Adam and Eve could love, worship God so easily because, after all, it was a perfect world. There was no temptation, no evil, no sin all around them. Their hearts beat for God and delighted in God. They loved God with all their hearts because they were made upright in His image. But we, who now live in a sinful world, we need help to love the Lord and worship. But God has sent a wonderful helper to us. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus. And when He lives in our hearts, then it's so easy to love the Lord. And it's so easy to glorify Him in our daily tasks. And so when you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you will then love and glorify Him in every area of your life, whether you're gardening, farming, fishing, playing sports, coming to church, serving God in any part of the world, because Jesus lives in us. We desire to make everything please, whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, we're to do to the glory of God. But to refuse to have the Lord Jesus live in your heart so that you may be empowered to live more for God, to refuse that, it only shows how selfish you really are. Because you want to serve and honor yourself, not the God of heaven who created you. And therefore, you need to repent and you need to believe on the Lord Jesus, inviting Him into your heart. And He promises that He will wash away your sin. He will give you a new heart to glorify God. And one day will take you home to live with Him for all eternity in that paradise where the dying thief is now rejoicing with the Lord.
Thank you.
You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church here in Canada. This is Ian Gollaher, pastor of Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, just outside Vancouver, British Columbia. We bring the message of the gospel to you day by day, and I trust the Lord will minister to your heart at this time on this station. Perhaps you have heard some of the concerning news of religious persecution in China. There are various reports of hardships, churches that are closing, symbols that are destroyed, and the photo of Mr. Xi that people are to respect and honor and put in place of Christian symbols. Then there are pastors who have gone into hiding, and we have no idea how many are already imprisoned for their courageous preaching of the Word of God. This poem comes from a particular pastor whom we believe has been imprisoned for some 7 years. And in a news post, his poem was printed, and I want to share it with you. "You can take away my freedom, but you can't take away my prayers. My prayers have wings and leap over the towering iron mesh wall. Many brothers and sisters have heard them. They fly freely every day and reach heaven above the blue sky. You can impose heavy punishments on me, but you cannot hold my spirit and my soul. Like cheerful yellow birds, raise gentle praises o'er the iron gate. My Savior hears my voice. You can deprive me of the sun and of warmth. I eat cold leftovers every day, but you can never extinguish the brightness that the Lord placed in my heart. Greetings from all over the world warm my heart. My passion flutters. Do you think that I am lonely? In your 70 years of persecution, have you ever seen any Christian walking alone? Turning onto the history of the millennium, which page does not reveal Christians suffering with joy for the Lord? Which page does not show His blood sprinkled on the narrow path of thorns? You think that the walls around me block my vision and make me uncertain of the direction. I never focus on my environment, but my eyes, I look up. You, like one blind riding on a horse, thinking that everyone crosses the river by feeling the stones. Therefore, the rod of my shepherd comforts my heart, and my Lord helps and leads me to move forward. The National Party jailed your ancestors. How can I not endure your hard labor? I really love you and long for you to repent. Like Paul, I wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, for those of my own race. You see me as an irreconcilable enemy and thrust me into the meat grinder. Still, I regard you as my blood brother, not because I fear you, but because Jesus loves you. Therefore, I love you." We read that this poem was released after his mother and sister could visit him for the first time in July 2019. Supporters said that the pastor comforted them when they saw him. I trust that today that we will take to heart the great need of the Church of the Lord Jesus that is persecuted in so many places of the world. Let's pray for China and for Chinese people, that they be delivered from persecution and that the gospel of the Lord Jesus shines into the hearts of multitudes. Join me in prayer today. for brothers and sisters in such lands where they are persecuted. Let's ask the Lord for his grace and mercy to them. Father, we call upon thee in the name of the Lord Jesus today to remember our persecuted brethren in so many places. And we think of China today and of this poem that has come from this pastor behind bars. Remember him. Remember his mother and his family that are burdened for him. Remember his people. We wonder how they hear thy word right now. We pray that you will use thy word to bring many to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, to repentance and to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This we pray earnestly in the name of our Lord Jesus. Did you know that we have an opportunity to minister the gospel in Taiwan, that goes into southern China, and also into Hong Kong? And we are praying that God will keep this door open and that the Lord will use his word as it goes out week by week. Thank you for your fellowship with us here as we let the Bible speak each day. And I trust you will be a regular listener at this time. If we can be of personal help, we look forward to hearing from you. You are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca, CA for Canada. There you can read my blog, find my Bible study notes, audio and video sermons, as well as helpful articles. Or you can go to our podcast on iTunes. We're on the air Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church here in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services on Sundays, 10:30 and 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view to our online services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Make it your Sunday worship. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We're located just two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. Our website again is ltbs.ca. You can join us Monday to Friday, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., here on this station as we let the Bible speak.